So this is the Rambam's paration, his addendum to that halacha. Okay, David, go ahead. Osir lo Adam. So it's really interesting. So the Rambam seems to give us an insight into what the iser might be. Zeshelo machal hu achote. So chote means that you did something wrong, that there's an avera, there's a chait, there's an iser. So what's the iser? So there's an iser to be an achzari. Eli he noach leratzos, rekasha lechos. Right, obviously quoting from the Mishnah of the fifth parak of Avos. And when the person asks with sincerity, he should be mochel b'leiv shalem uvenefesh chafetza. So a person should release, just like I always talk about this, that mechila is a din in kinyanim, it's a din in choshen mishpat. When there's a chov, so the Baal Chov can be mochel. He's wiping the slate clean. That's belev shalem. Uvenefesh chafetza, willingly, volitionally, belev shalem. And it's not an accident that the Rambam uses the expression here, belev shalem, because the Rambam knows it's ad infinitum, the tshuva is belev. And when this person comes to you with tshuva belev, and again, then he expresses it and he verbalizes it to you, so Kilev ha'adam el adam, so that lev shalem should be reciprocated. So maybe we have some insight now into the transference zeshelo machal hu achote. Because if you read that line again, uveshaa shemivake shemenu hachote limchol mocha b'lev shalem nechesh chafetza, and that's probably what the Rambam had in mind before zeshelo machal hu achote. Everybody see that? The chote connects to the previous line in the Rambam about who the chote is. And the chait is the chait of achzarius. And the Rambam goes on. So now the Rambam sort of like roots it in a more even explicit iser. I ask you, like, where's the pasuk in Chumash where it says that you shouldn't be an achzari? So the Rambam now links it back to clearly isurim midaraisa, lo sikom of lo sitor es b'nei amecha. So this is a version of nekama and netira. And again, let's just review for everybody. So what's the difference between nekama and netira, generally speaking? Right, the guy didn't lend you his pen, so one is to not lend the guy the pen. The other one is to say, okay, I'll let you have the pen, but you know, you're a lowlife and I'm a gracious person. So that's netira. So the Rambam says, lo yikom velo yitor. So why would the Rambam say both? What would be the nekama and what would be the netira? Ezreal, what's the nekama and what's the netira? If it's nekama, it's not netira. If it's netira, it's not nekama. Reb Aaron, what's the... Oh, go ahead, sorry. Right, so give me an example where it would be nekama. So if you don't forgive him, that's probably nekama. If you forgive him, but it's not... Right, if it's not belev shalem uvenevesh chafetza, it's probably netira. It's an amazing application of the Rambam. What's that? Well, but again, but if you refuse to grant the person mechila, so then you're withholding something, like withholding the pen or a shovel. So sort of lurking in the background here, Leave, go ahead. So again, withholding mechila outright is probably an expression of nekama. Saying, okay, I mochel you, but doing it shelo b'lev shalem v'shelo b'nefesh chafetza is probably an expression of netira. Okay, I'll give you the pen. I'll give you the mechila. So the following occurs to me. Lo sikom v'lo sitor es b'nei amecha. So how does that pasuk continue? Now bear that in mind. V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. So the Rambam, in the back of our minds, let's sort of keep in mind how avas reyim may be lurking in the background here. If the shoe were on the other foot, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, what would you want the person to do? Okay. Then the Rambam goes on and says some of the most stirring lines we have in all of the Yad HaChazakah. Go ahead, David. David, what did the Rambam do? See, he elevated this rather prosaic interaction between a chote and an aggrieved party. So the Rambam now takes this and makes this an issue of national proportions. So, for the Rambam, the chi of mechila isn't just rooted in a din prati of lo sikom v'lo sitar, dehainu and iser of achzarius, but for the Rambam, the chi of mechila is a din in being a member of Klal Yisrael. Now, before we go on, who can sort of explain that to me based on the makar of this halacha, David? So no question about it. I totally agree with you that V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha is in the background here. But when the Rambam uses the expression of Zera Yisrael, who is he usually referring to?
Avraham.
Outstanding. If you look in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, you find it there. Hilchos Yisurei Bia, you find it there. It's exactly right. The Makor is Avraham Avinu. The Rambam took that to the hilt. This goes back to the very, very dawn of our people. Outstanding, Eitan. That's what it means to be Zera Yisrael. To be compassionate, to be forgiving, not to be angry or selfish. To be able to put yourself in the other person's position. Tzedakah, that's who uses that expression. It comes from the same place. Relev shalem b'nefesh chafetza. The yimarachem on this person. He failed. Or he's in need. Not that those two are the same thing. Poor person isn't a failure. We're not Calvinists. But that your heart is moved. Are we people who have a lev nachon or people of arle lev? Remarkable. Okay. So the Rambam, in terms of the chi of mechila, sees it as both a very local issue of lo sikom v'lo sitar, and probably, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha David, I agree with you, But it goes well beyond that. It's a national feature of Klal Yisrael. So the Chi of Mechila cannot be more significant than Shitas HaRambam. Now, in a very technical sense, but with a critically important point in mind, so the Pnei Yehoshua raised a very significant issue just in terms of how to understand that Mishnah Bava Kama, which is obviously the Makar here for the Rambam. Nothing to do with Perek Aleph, not like the Kesef Mishnah wanted to learn. So let's take a look at the Pnei Yehoshua. Ezra Kopsnik. So the Mishnah says, "Minayin shim lo macholo shuhu achzari shenemar." V'yesh l'daktik, very similar to what Levi was asking. Akasi minole shuhu achzari. Where do you see in the pasuk v'yisfalel Avraham el ha'elokim? Right, that if you don't do it, that you're an achzari. Maybe Avram, who's the Ava Chesed, decided to be a really nice guy. Maybe it's a rishos. Maybe it's not an actual chiyuv. The odiyah shadak dek mishna shna seinu mashma. Meito, Nisratzalo. Nerefua. So this is a classical Pnei Yehoshua question. So Pnei Yehoshua is, sometimes it could seem a little bit literalist, but the Pnei Yehoshua is asking a question that's going to have an enormous toelus. Pnei Yehoshua is saying, I don't understand. What's the din? I understand that there's a chi of mechila. That was my first question, but I accept that. There's a chi of mechila. So once you've been miratze mefayis es chavero, veheshev es hagzela akshar gazel, one, then you're miratze mefayis es chavero, you're mevakish mechila, and he agrees. So what's this tefila all about? And why does the Mishnah seek this as the makor for a chi of mechila? What does it mean? Let's say, I mug Shimi. It's probably a bad idea for me to do on many, many levels. Okay? So I mug Shimi. And I give Shimi his wallet back. I'm eratzim, mefayis him. Right? And I ask Shimi, can you find in your heart to forgive me? And he says, yes. Yes. You know, 4 years of learning, one mugging. All right. The slate is wiped clean. Belev shalom ibnefesh chafetza. And Shimi says, because we learned also, I don't want to be part of the givonim, I want to be part of Klal Yisrael. So then Shimi has to turn around and daven for me? I mean, he can if he wants to, but what? He has to start davening Ma'ariv? So what's going on? That's the Pnei Yehoshua's question. What's Avram doing? And how is this the makar for Mechila? This isn't the halacha. Okay, so go ahead, Ezra. Kevan dimimei lemashma shebelo hatvila yaroi lisrape. That really Avimelech was deserving of the onesh being removed. After he was miratza, after he was mevakesh mechila, that was enough. V'im kain, al karchach shetilas Avram. Okay, so whatever you think of this being the pshat in the story, I'm not sure that this is the pshat in Tanakh. I don't know if I would include this Pnei Yehoshua in a Chumash here, but what emerges from this lahalacha is extraordinary. So Pnei Yehoshua says the only reason Avram was davening was to do what? To be mefarsem that he has one critical word with respect to Mechila that he has a chiyuv of Mechila. Leharus the rabbim sheyedu shemachalo. How is Avram going to do that? So there are multiple ways to do that. He could buy a full page advertisement in the Canaanite Times. I guess it would have to be in the Gerarite Times, given that it was in Gerar. He could take out a full page advertisement saying, "Amochel Avimelech v'leiv shalim u'menefesh chafetza," or he could demonstrate that there's nothing more than he wants Avimelech and Avimelech's whole mishpacha and his avadim and all of Gerar to be healed. So the Pnei Yehoshua says, whatever you think of this reading of the story, okay, leaving that aside for a second, that there's a chiyuv me'ikar hadin of mechila, you must do so, and that Avram was being mefarsim this. Avram's personally responsible for teaching us this halacha. Lo sikom velo sitor, the Rambam says, Zeu darkam shel zer Yisrael. Eitan, I could not agree with you more that the Rambam has Avraham Avinu in mind. But Pnei Yehoshua says it beferush. That there's an absolute chi of mechila, and it's derived from what would otherwise be a completely redundant tefila of Avraham Avinu. The truth of the matter is that based on certain Gemaras, you can go even further than Avraham Avinu did. So this is an extremely important Gemara. Reb Chaim made this Gemara, just one second, leave. Reb Chaim made this Gemara absolutely famous. There's a very famous episode of Erev Yom Kippur that's recorded in Brisk. So Reb Chaim, this individual was being rodeh for Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim went out of his way to give the individual many opportunities to do tshuva. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Masach de Yuma. So Reb Zeira, Yair, go ahead. Reb Zeira ki havale milsa. Okay, so when there's somebody who was giving Reb Zeira a hard time, so Reb Zeira have a chalif etani lakame umamtzile. So Reb Zeira would go out of his way to interact with this person. What was Reb Zeira obviously trying to do? To give the person an opportunity to be miratze mefayes and vakesh mechila. Reb Zeira wasn't the only one. But go ahead, Yair. Rav. Okay, so there was a certain butcher that had been given Rav a very hard time. So Rav havale milsa b'hadehau tabocha. So lo asa lakame b'ma'ali yema dekipure. And even by Yom Kippur, sort of like a raya to the Mechaber's approach, he did not come. So Amar Iyu, the Rav said, what, I'm going to stand on ceremony? So Rav says, so let me initiate the conversation. So Rav Huna was the next generation of leadership. Rav Huna and Rav Chista followed Rav as the Rosh Yeshiva in Surah. So Rav Huna Amar Le Lehecha Ko Azil Mar. So he said to Rav, where are you going? Apparently he knew something about the story. So Amar Le, so Rav responds, so Lefiyusei Leflanya, to try to appease and ameliorate with this plony, with this butcher. Again, on whom is the Chiyuv Ritzoi Upios Chal? On the Chote. But Rav says, let me take that responsibility on. Let me initiate. Whoa. Osil haba lemiktol nafsha. What was Rav Huna's response? The butcher is not going to survive this encounter. This is not going to end well. Rav, you have the best intentions, but this is not going to end in a healthy fashion. Okay, let's see why not. Okay, so the butcher is there. What's the butcher doing? He's chopping up the head of an animal, which, you know, for a butcher is, you know, that's what they do. Okay? Have a Yosef Kapoli Resha. So Dali Ene, so the guy lifts up his eyes, the butcher lifts up his eyes, and he sees Rav entering the butchery. Vechazio. So he says, Abbat. So he says, get out of here, Rabbi. Door's that way. I'm not interested in having any conversations with you. Zeal. Leisli milsa behadach. Well, that would be the last word that this butcher ever spoke. Okay, Behade de Kafali Resha. So what happened? So Rav Huna was not wrong that as this person was chopping up this animal's head, so there was, exactly, Vinasho Habarzel Min Ha'etz, and a bone spur lodged in the trachea of this butcher. It went flying, and he did not, hopefully he already davened Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur to say his vidui, because, yeah. So let's just think for a second. The Chi of Mechila is well understood. It's the Mishnah Masach the Bava Kama. The Rambam expands it dramatically to make it a national issue. He puts it in terms of Nekama, Netira, maybe even Mahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. The Pnei Yehoshua explains the mechanics of that's what the Tefillah of Avram was about. It was really Laharos Livnei Adam. It was more Ben Adam L'Chaver than it was Ben Adam L'Makom. But how does this Gemara in Yuma take matters one dramatic step further? Ezra? So I don't know if you have to. In that story that I was mentioning, Rav Moshe asked Rav Chaim that. Was that his understanding of the Gemara, that there's actually a Chiyuv? Does the Chiyuv Mechila mean that if the offending party does not initiate, that you have to initiate? Rav Chaim said no. He didn't think that was Me'ikar Hadin. That was a Midas Chasidus. That Reb Zeira and Rav were modeling a Midas Chasidus. I remember when I was a boy, my father told me a story of the Chavetz Chaim, that somebody pickpocketed the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim chased him down the street, not for the wallet, to say, I'm mochel you. It's obviously based on this Gemara. The guy kept on running with his wallet. So, I don't know if this is Me'ik or Hadin. But this is an expansion of the line in the Rambam. When the Rambam talks about Nimsa Zeshalo Machal Hu Achote, so if you take that to its logical extreme, what that means is that a person who's not willing to offer Mechila, so that can be a Chet. So if you, the outer boundary of that is to say, so why. It would be optimal if he came to me. But why should I be withholding? Maybe I should initiate. That's probably Amitas Chasidus within the Chi of Mechila. Ilan. So that's the thing, is maybe people are so complicated. Maybe that's because the person is really embarrassed. Maybe that's because the person thinks that they won't be forgiven. Sometimes a person needs an opportunity. Rav Huna didn't think it was a good idea either. Yeah. And it didn't end well. But we all recognize that there are cases in life where it's like take somebody to break the ice. Leave. Go ahead. He's saying that all the scores were settled. Once Avimelech had returned Sarah and done everything that he needed to do, there's no reason for this tefillah. And that's, he says, Adrab, there's no reason for the tefillah. The only explanation that we have for this tefillah is Avimelech was already Yotzei B'dinei Shamayim, he would have been healed. That Avram, Al Yedei Tefillah, is teaching everybody that he was Mochel. He could have done it through an advertisement in the the Gerarite Gazette, but he chose to do it through Tefillah.
Does this possibly apply to the Machloka between the Mechaber and the Rambam? Because it seems as if the Mechaber would be saying, since he's saying that Yom Kippur davening, it could be Mefila for Bein Adam Machaber, it seems that he's saying, Hashem still needs to be involved in Bein Adam Machaber. You can't fully be healed this wound until Hashem says, it's okay. Whereas the Rambam says that, it's okay, just you and your friend healing that wound yourself. So I feel like this Bnei Yeshua and Avram's actions are more lined up with the Mechaber that,
I don't want to overstate the case that the Rambam thinks that there isn't a Bein Adam L'Makom dimension to Bein Adam L'Chaver, because the Vidoy is the Fnei HaKel. So that's the Rambam in Aleph Aleph, where he says that in Averis Bein Adam L'Chaver, you do have to be Misvada Aleihem. The question is whether there's any special relationship with Yom Kippur. Now, obviously, this Gemara is a good raya for the Mechaber's approach in terms of that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that Yom Kippur is part of the Kapara, but the prerequisite, that's why Reb Zera and Rav, or the story is the Mala Yomi de Kippur. David, Daniel, Ilan.
We learned that there wasn't really an obligation. One can be forced to do Yeshuva, I think. Right? So, once they do Yeshuva, they have to do Vido, but they don't have to. It's not like they can feel it in their heart to get Yeshuva. How could someone feel it in their heart to do Mefila? Usually it's possible, but let's say it's a problem with the person or a problem with what happened, and the person doesn't.
I think you're right. I think that's kind of what Rav Huna was signaling to Rav, that he's not there. So, and that his Avera is going to be that much greater because of his Mevaza, the Gadol Hador. So you're right. It's a very... You have to kind of know. You kind of have to know who you're dealing with and whether it's the right time. It's a very tricky emotional language that you have to learn how to speak when it comes to these matters. But it's very important. It's very important. We'll see tomorrow, God willing, in the tour, just how important it is. And Ilan already mentioned the Chavos Yair before. It could be really, really important. Yeah, Daniel.
Going out of your way and asking for Mefila,
Or giving the person the opportunity, right?
Does this also apply to non-Jews?
So that's a good question. So I wondered about that a lot. The makor is obviously between Avram and Avimelech, right? So on the one hand, it seems like it's a part of being a human being. In terms of the Rambam, so Nekama and Netira are limited in a very technical sense. They are limited to Klal Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, Lo sikom lo sitar es b'nei amecha v'havta l'reacha kamocha. It's a good question. What the chi of mechila is klape ben Noach. It's definitely learned from that situation. So there's more than a tzad to say, yeah, in a chanami, it's the same. But you wonder a little bit. You do wonder a little bit. Like if it's really based on the kam and the tira, it's a little hard. Tarachim. Yehuda. Right. So again, that's the question. Is, you know, so let's say the Rambam by Aveda. So you know, when the Rambam deals with the technical issue of Aveda Sagoi, so you know, the Rambam talks about how obviously, if a person is doing it l'kadei shem shemayim, then it's 100% the right thing to do, but if you're dealing with individuals for whom there is no respect for private property, not what the Meiri would call it, umos hagiduros badas, you know, upstanding people. So the Rambam says, so you're machzik, you know, yidei rishei olam, because you're giving things back to people who probably stole them and don't respect people's private property anyway. So, you know, it's a good question. And under optimal circumstances, I would agree with you. You know, your wonderful neighbor down the street, you know, you have to, you definitely should be mochel, but, and you're right that it's a touchstone issue of Klal Yisrael, but is that sort of like a, you know, a Kiddush Hashem issue, like the Rambam puts about Avedas Hagoy? It's possible. I don't know if it's part of the same Chiyuv of Mechila. I'm just not sure. Because again, if this, the Makor is from Avimelech, sounds that way, but on the other hand, the Isser of Achzarios, if it's rooted in Lo Sikom and Lo Sitor, so then that would probably be a little bit more local. I'm not sure. Ilan. Yeah, so it sounds from the Rambam that the process is critical. There's a din in the Gavra. You have to do this. So even, right, even Ilan in the stories of Reb Zeira and Rav, they're trying to initiate that. I think it's a very strong raya from that Gemara, because otherwise, why wouldn't they just say, I'm Mocholim? Is that almost the raya Mukhrachach? No, go ahead. But he did. Why does Avram need to daven? It sounds like, you know, like the simple pshat in the psukim is that if Avram doesn't daven, then you're not going to be forgiven. That's the answer. But he's saying normally, going back to my example, but if I mugged Shimi and Shimi says I'm ochel you believe shalom nefesh chavetz, he has to daven for me. So that's what the Bnei Yeshua is saying, is that's what it's doing there. This is teaching us, this Gufa is teaching us the din of Mechila.
Oh, so let me have that din of the Mishnah.
So he's trying to explain what the Mishnah is saying. He's saying, where do you see in Tefillah the din of Mechila?
Oh, so
Yeah, that's... You were just one step ahead. You intuited his answer. Yeah, Rami.
So, now that you're in the Bukure, is this important for the Shulchan?
No question.
Because the Shulchan says that you're in the Bukure and then the Halal Haver are horribly interested.
Exactly. Exactly. Sounds that way. Yeah, leave.
Yeah, so...
Not in the sense that the butcher said to Rav.
Can we also say that the Gemara Yuma sort of creates a different sort of being for the person that did the wrong? So, you know, the butcher, before he was actually approached by Rav to ask for a fila, he wasn't necessarily in a dire. He didn't, like, cut his own arm off or whatever. He accidentally killed himself. Until he was actually approached. But you could say that, you know, the Easter of not asking for Nephila gets even worse when the other person actually approaches you, you know?
You're 100% correct. That's what Ravuna is saying. Is, you know, like, if this is a variety of Mutav Shu Shogigin Va'ayu Mizidin, like, better that he's not doing the right thing, than he's actively going to be Mivaza, the Gadol Hador.
Yeah, then
don't put him in that situation.
Yeah. As the person, and then it complicates it further as the person who has to give him a feeling.